haunt to herbivorous, a haven of hedonists. Living in East Haven during Halloween was hazardous to one's health. Headlines heralded the coming of Halloween weeks in advance, and police headquarters issued warnings on how to keep safe. Everyone heeded these warnings because East Haven was the haven of the largest group of witches in the Western Hemisphere. It was hoped that only herbivores would go missing. Every heir to any family name was kept inside on that day. Most left town because the scene of hedonism that would happen scared them behind locked doors. One year, the havoc had led to a fire that destroyed a whole block of homes. Heaps of trash would always be found in the street the next day, and houses would have to be repainted to cover the helix signs painted on them. Every hectare would be affected. When the degree of hazard had grown too much, the good people of the town had tried to outlaw the group. But the Haven claimed religious freedom and won. Those families that had opposed the Haven were haunted for years. It was as if the legal victory had only heightened the power of the witches. Thank God that people didn't usually go missing, but townsfolk suspected that missing persons reports from nearby towns were related to this. It was the most hectic time of the year, and there was no possibility of healing. The only good news was a new trend among witches to heal the sick. The sacrifice of herbivorous animals was supposed to be part of their ritual. Every home therefore put harmless animals on their doorstep, hoping that their home would be spared from the chaos. But most just prayed that Halloween would be over as quickly as possible.